in the Gospel of John 16, all right, with around verse 22. And Jesus speaking here says, And you now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man takes from you. And of course, you know what words that we're pointing out right here, rejoice and joy. So pick up your highlighter and highlight the word rejoice and joy. Okay, so when we talk about rejoicing here, we're talking about us considering there's a bonding factor for this expected or this expectation, completed expectation, that and your joy no man takes from you. So the anointing will bring this recall, and with a pure conscience behold the Father's face, and also the woman that bears the child. And the woman bears a child, which has to do with the church. We bear these things within us, a testimony, treasures. And this is what Jesus is talking about. Presently, in the flesh, we live in a contradiction of these waters. And that's what Jesus is bringing out here. In the flesh, as I said to you, in the bosom, what Jesus is bringing out to them. And you now, therefore, have sorrow. That is because you're in a restricted dimension. You're in a restricted dimension that's surrounded and full of contradiction. Contradiction. There's contrariness to your design. Okay, as a fish was not designed to live or exist outside of its appointed environment. Our design was the Father's bosom of light, and yet we are put into a vessel of restriction in the dimension of these waters in the darkest, okay, in the darkest of the heavens, the lowest of the heavens, because the earth in its creation and by God's wisdom is in the lowest of the heavens and the darkest of the heavens. And the prince, which is the priesthood of Satan, okay, dominates the dimension of darkness. But the priesthood of Satan does not dominate the kingdom of light. And we can see that the challenges of that and Jesus' temptations was to submit to Satan's priesthood. Satan's priesthood was going to provide Jesus with tokens. Okay, I'll give you all these things. I will provide the tokens for your, okay, for your honor, for your aspiration, okay, for your imagination, so that you, by my tokens, can progress and prosper to the honor and flattery of man. And Jesus did not accept the priesthood of Satan. That's why Jesus says, you shall live by every word of God. The provision of the kingdom of light is the priesthood that you're supposed to be joined to. As Moses and Aaron were joined together, they had the stewardship and the priesthood. The sun and the moon cooperate with each other. The sun and the moon cooperate with each other. Which, of course, we can see is going to be an open manifestation at the time of the rapture, when the sun turns the darkness and the moon into dripping blood. It shows the absence of the priesthood of the kingdom of darkness. The sun in his darkness shows the priesthood, that's Satan. The moon turning of blood, okay, shows the stewardship of death. Okay, and Satan ruled through the stewardship of death. Okay, the rulers of this world, the stewardship of death. Okay, their provision is for the purpose of the plundering. Their provision are to plunder. Okay, we see this in all the kingdoms of the world. Their position is to plunder. Okay, and the beast, the Antichrist, okay, is the very crown. He's the very crowning factor and power, okay, of this influence and be in full manifestation, okay, of his subjects, okay, which are his Edomites. Well, let's go on here before we start talking about the end times. Okay, so hide the word joy there in verse 22. Okay, this has to do again with a pure conscience. Okay, and with a pure conscience, we're joining the Father, okay, as Eve was given to Adam and as the church is given to Christ. The joy here he's talking about are these treasures where the thief cannot steal. Now, of course, we see this in Matthew chapter 6. Okay, you can make a note on that. I'm going to turn to Matthew chapter 6, but you can put a marker here in John because we'll be coming back just momentarily. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus brings us out. It's concerning these tokens where he says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth. These are the tokens of death. The kingdom of darkness. Okay, the priesthood of Satan. I mean, if Satan is your priesthood, then death is your reward. If Jesus is your priesthood, then life is your reward. By accepting our testimony, you are now bounding with Christ. as being called to the assembly, okay, and assembled by his Spirit. Okay, these things began in Jerusalem, but now continues with you now, at this present time in Thessalonica. You, brethren, became followers of the churches of God, okay, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus, where Chief Elder Peter is also at. The priesthood is being expressed, being embraced, and you're growing by. For you also suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews. They're working with a different priesthood, Satan. Okay, we're working with the priesthood of Christ, light. They're working with the priesthood of Satan, darkness. Okay, so the fruit is known by the tree that it's engrafted into. If the fruit is possesses and communicates ignorance, rebellion, contradiction, defilement, okay, and that means always repenting, that's because it's engrafted into the tree of death. Okay, but if it's progressing and it's growing in grace, possessing those fruits of the kingdom, and his charity is pure, the conscience is also purified by faith, then you're engrafted in the true vine, okay, that which is the stewardship which God has sanctified.